is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two, USAPrepares.com with Dr. Norman Shealy, brain surgeon, author of over 28 books, over 2.2 decades as a broadcaster, surgeon of the year. Dr. Shealy, I was thinking about microwave ovens. And many, many years ago, when they first came out, you could put a hot dog in this oven, and it was fascinating because it would cook without heat being applied to it. You could just put it in there on a paper plate, and that hot dog would almost magically, you know, get hotter and hotter and hotter, and you could actually cook it. You could put a cup of water in a clear coffee mug in, or cup, and you could see it boiling, and then you could turn it off and put your hand in there, and there's really no heat coming from above or behind this coffee cup. So it was kind of interesting to learn about this phenomenon of rubbing molecules together with high frequencies. Well, if you extrapolate that to thinking about, you could set that microwave oven on full power and cook that hot dog in, we'll just assume 1 minute. So you could cook the hot dog in 1 minute at high power, or you could cook the hot dog for 100 minutes at 1% power. Okay, if that's the case, let's extrapolate that out to the police cars. So a police car, the type that the cops are riding around in now, they're a steel cage with some glass, right? They've got a metal bottom, they've got metal doors, they've got a metal roof, they've got a support beams that hold up the roof and support structure. Other than the glass, the windows, they're metal on all sides. So here's the point. Dr. Shealy, the cops ride around in these cars all day. They've got radar guns. They've got high-powered computers, high-frequency computers, fast processors right next to them. They've got the onboard computers that operate the vehicles because they don't drive old cars. They all have new vehicles. They have a hip-mounted radio, a two-way radio, right on their belt. They have the antenna for the radio right by their stomach. They have their spine. They have tasers, but those are usually off. And they have the two-way communications radio in the vehicle. And then, of course, they have their cell phones on them. So here we have all of this electromagnetic radiation completely surrounding them. They're in their vehicle. It's reflecting off all the metal surfaces, off the glass, and they are in a microwave oven. I'm thinking about why they're so hostile, why they're so angry, why they're so edgy. It's all right in front of us, Dr. Shealy.
They're likely to be alive. You know, yeah. As you undoubtedly know, I do not have a microwave. I do not think they are safe enough even to have in your home. And if you ever want to decide, here's the experiment everybody should do. If you've got a microwave, boil a cup of water if you can. It's hard to do because it sometimes boils over. Boil a cup of water in a microwave. Boil a cup of water on the stove in a kettle. Let them both cool to room temperature. Taste the difference. If a microwave makes water taste bad, what on earth is it doing to other food?
Yeah, that you probably can't maybe taste some of the differences because of the overpowering flavors of the food.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I understand there was an experiment that was done by some children. Now, I have not verified this. I have not done this myself, but I understand that there was like a science fair type project where some young children took microwaved water. They boiled water in a microwave oven, let it cool, and they watered plants with it. And they also watered plants with water that was not boiled in a microwave oven. And the microwave boiled water killed the plants.
Well, I that has been highly attacked by the establishment, but then the establishment is crooked all the way. I haven't repeated that experiment because I don't feel a need to, but I agree that it is out there. It has been exposed that way. And to me, just common sense tells me that everything I know says microwave is not good. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Dr. Shealy, I'd like to share something with you. We have never talked about this. Mrs. Finelli and I went to the bank a few days ago. And there is a supermarket right near the bank. It's about 20 miles from our house. It's like a community supermarket, but it's brand new. And they had fire and the old one burned down, so this is a brand new one. And they had some peaches for sale, and they were on sale. And she said, well, you know, your mom likes peaches. Let's get some. So she looked at them, and they looked great. We brought the peaches home, and they sell them by the pound, and they physically looked great. Now, she sliced one of those peaches open, you know, to make wedges of this peach. And the peach was rotten on the inside.
Yuck.
Now, we're talking about a peach that looked absolutely perfect from the outside. It wasn't mushy. It didn't have flies around it. It looked picture perfect, literally. The whole bag that she bought looked that way. She selected each one individually. They were rotten on the inside. I'm wondering, Dr. Shealy, I don't know. I have no information that would let me conclusively say whether this is true or not. But I'm wondering if those peaches were irradiated, which prevented the outside of them from spoiling while the insides continued to rot.
That's entirely possible. You know, many, many years ago now, well, only five or six, we had an apple, and it wouldn't rot. And we were sure it had been irradiated. And irradiation, of course, destroyed anything live, and therefore the bacteria wouldn't eat it. Yeah, I don't believe that radiating food is a good idea any more than I think microwaving it is a good idea.
I was talking with the freeze-dry guy about a month ago, and we were talking about freeze-dried food, and he said, you know, the submariners used to get the best food in the world, and they got the freeze-dried food. And he said that they have replaced some of that with irradiated food.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, some of it, not all of it, but and I'm wondering if irradiated food is dangerous to us because doesn't it cause mutations?
Well, if it's irradiated, after it's irradiated, it's dead.
Okay.
It is possible that some of the protein is going to be altered in a way, but it can't reproduce itself.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not some of the product itself that's been irradiated is carcinogenic, of course, it's not been studied adequately. Why would they want to study something they want to do? It might not work.
My concern was that that by the irradiation process, we'd be altering the biologicals within the food, the protein, and also, what about the bacteria? Does it kill it all? Is that what it does? It just kills everything?
You bet.
Oh man.
Dead.
Well, so how can this food be good for us if it's dead food?
Well, it's not.
Hmm.
No. Not. I think it's not as bad as nuclear energy because at least it doesn't spread, you know, the nuclear contamination.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not food. It's dead. And, of course, it's natural foods like fruits and vegetables above all that are essential for life.
Well, you said over and over that fast food is a handful of nuts and fruit.
Well, you know my statement about fast foods. Mm-hmm. I tried it once in 1962. Not going back.
I have a post about some of the bugs and so forth, the mouse feces found in some of the fast food restaurants. Glass, if you want to look at that, page one, usapreparers.com. Dr. Shealy, I was thinking this morning before the broadcast, I was thinking about some of the things that you've done over your life in practice. And I was thinking, as you've seen your patients over the years, have you found a correlation, and you can't see this the first time you see a patient, I would guess, but if you see a patient on year number one, and you see that same patient year number 10, and then you see that same patient year number 15, have you drawn any correlations between health and occupations and sickness and occupations? Did you ever get drawn to the question of, Joe, tell me, I'm looking at your chart here. You don't seem to be as healthy as the last time I saw you. What do you do for a living?
Well, of course, that's something we ask on the first visit, and unless they make a change, we consider it. You know, I have to think about that a bit, but one of the groups of people who have lots and lots of problems are truck drivers, those cross-country truck drivers. First of all, they sit all day. Second, they eat horrible foods and they get overweight. And they are very prone to developing back problems just because of being out of shape, among other things. But that's one group. The others who do have a lot of accidents, although they are in general better shape, but they also have more accidents, is long-term farmers.
Yeah, farming, I believe, is considered the most dangerous of all occupations.
Well, it certainly has some of the most remarkable cases that I've seen were farmers. I think the two most striking cases I personally ever saw was a 12-year-old girl who had a thyroid fork stuck through her spinal cord. And I operated on her, and interestingly, she recovered pretty well. A little bit of spasticity, but not bad. That was a blessing.
Dr. Shealy, Vinfinelli, we'll be right back. Let's talk more about farming and farm accidents and the correlation between occupations and health.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shuley's with us. NormShuley.com. NormShuley.com. Norm as in Norman, Shuley. NormShuley.com. If you'd like to get a free copy of his newsletter, comes out a couple times a week, absolutely free. He's not going to sell the email list to anybody. It's just so that he can send it to you. Great information, short reads, absolutely wonderful information. Seriously, I subscribe, I get it. NormShuley.com, and you can sign up right then and there. Dr. Shuley, we were talking about the correlation between occupations and health, or occupations and lack of health. You mentioned truck drivers, and those guys and gals that are in those over-the-road trucks get hammered. You know, they sit in those seats, and yeah, they are suspension seats, and they do have shock absorbing systems within them, but they get hammered and pounded. Does that cause their organs to settle lower and lower toward their waist as they, you know, spend years behind the wheel?
You bet. Yes. Interestingly, the people who choose it love the work. It's a good paying job often.
Mm-hmm.
And they often are introverts, and they kind of like being alone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're often nice people, but they are prone to developing obesity and diabetes and high blood pressure and back problems. But other than that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember hearing something called a kidney belt that truck drivers would wear. And it was a wide belt that would be just strapped around their gut, if you will. It was, you know, a leather belt, maybe 4 inches, 5 inches wide, and kind of kept their organs all in one place. Do you recommend that they use something like that?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one. What I recommend most is that they find a way to exercise 30 minutes a day.
Mm. Okay. And, Class, if you are an over-the-road truck driver, and if you would like to become one of our instructors, we'd love to talk to you, because you are on the front lines of seeing what's happening. You see the trends. You see it firsthand, real time. And we'd love for you to give us a call, and we'd like to add a over-the-road truck driver to our faculty at usapreparers.com. So if you are one, we'd love to talk to you. If you know one, please have that person contact us. Dr. Shealy, I want to share something with you. I needed to buy an item for our farm, and I hopped on Craigslist, and I found this item. And I called the, emailed the person, and then we exchanged phone numbers, and we talked, and we were trying to arrange it. I wanted to pay exactly what his asking price was, so that wasn't a concern. It wasn't a concern about the condition, because I saw the pictures. Everything was fine. But we had a couple nice chats, arranging for a time when he could be available off work, and I could be available for the couple hundred mile drive to go pick this item up. And so we had a couple nice chats, and interestingly, he's a listener, a student of USA Preparers, and he listens to the broadcast, and then he finally decided that he was going to tell me what he did for a living. He's a detective. And he's a good guy. So here we have a guy who, he's not part of the ticket quota system. He hates it. And he's one of us, but he happens to be a detective. And the reason I'm mentioning that is it was triggered by a text we just got during the break. And that was, we were talking about the electromagnetic radiation in this microwave oven that I believe that the police are riding around in, which is the police car. What can a police officer do to protect himself? And I'll tell you what, before you answer, I want to share with you what I plan to do. I think I'm going to wear a steel helmet. I'm serious. Dr. Shealy, what do you think?
Hey, I think it's a great idea.
Okay. When we come back, can you give us your, complete thoughts on what do we do? What do we do if we are in a police car, that's our occupation, and we're being surrounded? Now, bus drivers and taxi cab drivers have some of those surroundings. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparers.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Now, class, what you're going to hear next, I don't want you to think there's any hate coming from Vincent Fennelli. But over the years, I've gone to military shows, and I'm going to another one. Let's see, I just got the brochure. It's the MAX, the Military Antique Extravaganza. I'm going to be there October 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Monroeville at the Convention Center. And I'm going to be broadcasting live on October 3rd for sure. And it's a place where I see lots of really neat, interesting military items. I'm talking about bomber turrets, rifles, uniforms, and so forth. And I've been collecting some of this stuff for very many years. So I mentioned the electromagnetic radiation, and I have in the studio a Nazi helmet. It's a Luftwaffe helmet. And it's been in the studio, which happens to be my office, for very many years. I have a lot of things of war-related items in the studio on all sides, not just the Nazis, but the Americans, and I even have a Japanese rifle. But anyway, I want to say that this helmet covers the ears and it has, you know, more protection than any other helmet I've ever seen. It just happens to be a Nazi helmet because it drops down over the ears. And, I've been thinking, Dr. Shuley, as I drive down the road with all of the electromagnetic radiation, and when these cops aim their radar guns at me, I really want to have that helmet on, that Nazi helmet, not because I'm a Nazi, but because it affords the best protection of any helmet I've ever seen, because the motorcycle helmets are, you know, plastic or fiberglass, and they will not afford the protection to protect my brain against that electromagnetic radiation.
Now, so the
text that came in, Dr. Shute.
What is the lining in the helmet?
Well, this particular, it's a pot. It has a leather band and some webbing. But it's really just a steel pot that comes down over the ears.
What I would want to do is take my tri-field meter. Do you have one?
Yes, I have a tri-field meter.
Okay,
that,
what I would do is put my tri-field meter in the center of that and aim at it some kind of high-powered electrical device and see what happens. You know, you can put it on its side, for instance, so you can see the meter. You aim it at the top of the head from the side. And that would tell me how well it protected you from the electromagnetic field coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any other way.
That's a really good point. Another thing, what I could do is take a microwave oven and put it outside and turn that on, because there is electromagnetic radiation coming out of the microwave oven, which is very similar to the frequency that a radar gun would be.
Yeah.
And measure the protection that the helmet would provide.
Now stand
against
to the side
them.
So your body and head are not in front of the microwave.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dr. Shuley, that's another thing. There are so many people who, you know, they're watching that food cook in their microwave ovens. I mean, it's like a fishbowl. They're right up against it. What are they thinking?
Well, they're not thinking.
Meter.
That's the operant word.
So, Dr. Shuley, what do we do if we are in the police force? Obviously, the first thing we do is we say, no, we're not going to write tickets for stupid stuff. We're not going to harass the public. We are here to protect and serve, and we're not doing anything else. That's the first thing we do. The second thing, if we want to protect ourselves from the electromagnetic radiation, what can we do? We could wear long johns made with silver fibers, right?
Yeah, it's a big question. I don't know the answer to that one. I personally, as you know, I wear a Q pendant, which does protect the brain from up to 50 milligauss of electromagnetic energy. Mm-hmm. And for most of the time, that is far beyond anything I'm exposed to. And I did do the research on that myself well over 15 years ago and found that it literally does protect the brain when you wear it around your neck.
That's the Q pendant. And I remember reading about high Q and low Q with frequencies when building electronic devices, like receivers. I don't remember what that was all about, but that I believe that's where the Q comes in.
I think so. Unfortunately, I'm not enough of a physicist to know unequivocally, but I do know that, in most situations, unless you're standing in front of a microwave or something like that, you're not exposed to that much electromagnetic smog, so to speak, and it does protect the brain. I like that. And you can buy them for $30 or less on the internet now.
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can find some research, do some of my own research and see if we can figure out other alternatives. Obviously, you know, one of the things that you, if you're in the police department, turn that darn radar gun off. Turn it off. Not only is it nice to have it off when you're riding around and not spraying us with it, the police won't be spraying themselves with it. And you can talk to senior police officers, and they'll tell you, they will tell you, oh, yeah, yeah, we've had these guys, and, yeah, you know, they put the radar guns on their laps, and they got testicular cancer. That's common knowledge. So if you are a police officer and you have one of those handheld radar guns, please don't think that it only shoots out the front. It probably shoots out the back as well. Seriously, if you look at, and let me give you an example. I think we're a little off on a tangent. But Dr. Shilley, do you remember when we used to have color televisions back in the 1970s and the 1980s? They were console-type TVs that you'd have in your living room. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, the people who, they were tube-powered. And the people who serviced those televisions would have a TV repair shop. And what they had was a great big mirror, and they would sit behind the television set, and they would look at the reflection of the picture in the mirror. And they'd have this stool, and they would lean over and adjust these trimming coils for the best picture. There were adjustments in the back of the set, and they would adjust for the focus and horizontal synchronization and vertical and so forth, and they would make the picture the best, but they'd sit behind the TV and do that because that's where the controls were. Well, what happened was the cathode ray tubes were firing electron beams out the back as well as out the front, and many of them, if not all of them, died of cancer from being bombarded with the electromagnetic radiation from the cathode ray tubes out the back end. And the reason I'm mentioning this, Dr. Shealy, is there are many office environments where desks were facing each other, you know, back in the 1980s, the 90s, where they had these cathode ray tube type monitors, PC monitors, and the back of the desk facing you, you'd have the monitor from your coworker's desk facing you. The back of it would face you. You were being blasted with electromagnetic radiation out the back of the CRT tube.
Well, no question about it. And, of course, that brings us to the whole concept of a, quote, laptop computer, which I don't like to put on my lap.
Let's talk about that, Dr. Shealy.
Well, I don't have any unequivocal proof of it, but there was a picture that came around within the last month or so showing some serious, essentially burns of the legs from people who had extensive, you know, use, constant use of laptop computers on their lap. Heaven only knows they didn't show the gonads, but whew, I wouldn't go near one for that. I mean, as far as I can tell, as long as it's on a desk and your knees are away from the desk, your hands are not being damaged by the output from the laptop computer, and neither is the brain. I tested that. It falls off well before it gets to your head.
Dr. Shealy, we lost you a little bit there, but there was one of our instructors invented something called the Defender Pad. And basically what it is, it's a composite plastic and metal pad that you put under your laptop. So if you are going to put the laptop on your lap, it protects you from the electromagnetic radiation of those 1.9 or 2.0 gigahertz processors with the electromagnetic frequencies that are emitted from them out the bottom, out the sides. That electromagnetic radiation comes out all around that laptop computer. So, class, seriously, the last thing you want to do is put it on your lap. Put it on the desk and keep it as far away from you as you can. Distance is your friend. Dr. Shealy, I did a little bit of reading before the broadcast about the number of breast implants, and I found that there were about 10,000 of them done last year in Great Britain. 10,000. 10,000 breast implants or surgeries. So that would probably come out to maybe 20,000 implants. Well, if that's the case, and people are putting artificial items in their body, yes, they can leak, but what about just having something artificial inside the body? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it is narcissistic nonsense. And I wouldn't do it. You know? I mean, it just, it's repulsive to me. I, back in the, oh gosh, it's got to be 15 or more years ago, when the big stuff about the silicone implants was coming out, I saw over 75 women who had autoimmune diseases like lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, all as a result of those implants. I don't know what they're using these days, and frankly, I don't care because I don't recommend them under any circumstance. It just isn't safe. It isn't worth doing.
And when we come back, Dr. Shealy, can we talk about not only the breast implants, but what happens if we have an artificial hip or an artificial knee and it becomes infected? What happens next? I think it's really ugly what happens next. Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Norman Shealy, we'll be right back.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguide.com. Freeze Dry Guide will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us. NormSheely.com. NormSheely.com. If you'd like a copy of his newsletter, he's the author of over 28 books, over 2.2 decades of broadcasting. Dr. Shealy, have you ever been fired from broadcasting?
No, I haven't been.
I'll give you some pointers. It's real easy. Dr. Shealy, artificial parts in the body, and what I'm talking about is when you get to be my age, you get to see some of your peers, and they've got, you know, stainless steel and titanium and ceramic and plastic body parts, as you know, knees, shoulders, joints, even studs for tooth implants, titanium studs, you know, screwed into the jawbone. Dr. Shealy, my concern is infection. What the heck happens if a person has a hip replacement, artificial part, and gets an infection there? What do they do?
Well, it has to be taken out, and you have to have intravenous antibiotics, and it's a mess. On the other hand, you know, it's really important, very important, to keep your immune system strong all the time for any reason whatsoever, but most especially for someone who's got a foreign body in their body. And, of course, to me that means taking plenty of carotenoids like astaxanthin, plenty of vitamin C, plenty of tocotrienol, the best form of vitamin E. Those are your basic immune-enhancing things. It also means, you know, adding things like mushrooms. There's a whole bunch of mushrooms that are really good for enhancing immune function. And so it means paying particular attention to keep your immune system strong.
Okay, so if a person has a stud in his jaw or her jaw, an artificial hip, an artificial joint, a plastic part, a titanium part, a ceramic part, some non-original equipment piece in his or her body, they need to have vitamin C, vitamin E, astaxanthin, eat mushrooms. And then what about other healthy-type foods, tomatoes, fruits, nuts?
Well, of course, remember, 80% of your food intake needs to be primarily plants.
Mm-hmm. 80%
and good,
plants.
Healthy plants, vegetables and fruits. You know, I'm writing a book that has 1,000 foods in it, and their potential health or lack of health benefits.
Really? That sounds like an absolute must-have. I'm not kidding.
Well, I think it will be. It's going to take me until the end of February to finish, and that's a tight schedule as it is.
Mm.
But I have signed a contract to have it done by February 28th.
Will you be giving us highlights? Will you be permitted to give us highlights about, you know, some of the things as you enter them into this book that, you know?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, all my stuff, I can talk about it any way I like.
Okay. That would be really neat. So we would get kind of a preview, an ongoing preview all the way to February 28th, what is going to be in this book, the kind of foods to eat. And then if we decide that we want to buy it, that would be great. That really sounds great because, Dr. Shealy, there's so many of us that are in the preparedness mindset, the survival mindset, that really need that information. I can't thank you enough for putting that together. Seriously,
well,
I'm not
kidding.
Well,
you know, it's a challenge, of course, because of the amount of work involved, but it was such a fun thing to think about that I just couldn't resist when I was asked to do it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. We're out of time. I can't believe it. 2 hours goes so quickly with you, Dr. Shealy. And really, thanks so much for having us over to
the
farm.
Always fun, yes.
And I'm going to call into your show tomorrow, so please tell Gary. Please tell Gary it's okay to let Vinny on. Thanks so much, Dr. Shealy. Class of... Yeah, I think, I don't know how happy they are with me over at that radio station in Springfield. But anyway, I'm going to call them tomorrow. Class, above all, we're going to talk about Fukushima. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And thanks so much, Dan, for filling in for the second part of the broadcast.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.